Hey, everyone. Whether you want it or not, Connor and I are back for this quarantine mini. Connor was gone yesterday. Why don't you give us a little update on that?
Well,
and then we'll get to the meat of this one.
Yeah, just, went away from the just fire hose that I have pretty much aimed at my eyes of bad news and such on a day-to-day basis. I opt to do that. I opt to, have it just, shooting at me like the kid who finds the marble in the oatmeal on UHF and they let him drink from the fire hose. That's me every day, but with the bad news. So went outside. It was a beautiful 35 degree day, but it was sunny. So we hiked about 6 miles on a trail where we saw maybe three other people. So it was a welcome respite.
Wow. Yeah. We did the zooming with our children, of course, yesterday.
Of course.
It's getting weird, but what are you going to do?
Right, yeah. I'm already at the point where I'm like, I want to just like sit and watch a movie. I've communication with the outside world has already been like, this again. Loved ones.
What's weird for me is we're going out of our building, and things were pretty normal. We went to a grocery store yesterday. I mean, when I say pretty normal, everyone knows what I mean. It's not normal.
Right, yeah, you did the
there's not anyone with shotguns and a motorcycle with a skull on the front running down the yet, but I expect that any day. But the people doing the sidestepping you is something that I got to get used to.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, another human.
Right,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll have nothing to do with you, sir.
Yeah, it does. It makes you feel like you're walking around in a dream where you've forgotten to put pants on or something.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, so Connor got some healthy exercise.
Yeah, and then I got back to this. I was like, I hope everyone's taking a break from this, the mental health. And Mike is like, I'm giving people the rundown on Hallmark Channel movies.
Yeah,
like, this is not the coping mechanism that is recommended. Yes.
So with that, we can make it brief because I know we're even taxing. Everybody's got 8 million things they need to listen to, but this is important, people. Okay. Come on. Let's focus. What is the schedule for the Hallmark Channel, and what are you going to watch today? And so I'll just do it in quiz form. I'll give you the title, and you kind of guess what the what the plot might be. And again, okay. I haven't seen these. I maybe I've seen a few of them. We'll get to it.
Okay. This will be I have a distinct memory of one day in college. There was a Steven Seagal movie marathon that was on one of the channels, and it was, hard kill, rough target, and then every single description was like an ex-cop who is, a cop whose partner, yes. And we were just like, this is incredible.
I mean, obviously, at the Hallmark Channel, they have the there's a grid on the board, and there's just words. It's just like refrigerator poetry or whatever.
Yeah, right.
We're just going to put these words together, and the plots will fall into place once I give you the title. And I assume that producers come into a meeting and they just go, "We're just going to hand these out like Glengarry Glen Ross leads. You just make this movie."
Right.
and so you have to just guess. The producer probably knows before he turns the card over. All right, so you're the producer and you have been handed 5 a.m. it started. Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses.
My God. All right. So I am not familiar. I've only ever seen Christian Mingle. So I'm going on your tropes. I think that's going to fall into the small town category and is a probably Danica McKellar has found out that her quaint used bookstore is closing unless she can find true love or some garbage.
Which... The bookstore thing, people don't realize the Tom Hanks one that was a remake of one, I believe, from the 30s, a very famous movie from the 30s. So that's how old
Jimmy Stewart was in the original You Got Mail.
Yeah, that's the trope there. So all right. So the plot is a woman is hired to decorate an estate building a few weeks before Christmas. While there, she works to break down the wall between her and the business owner, all while keeping the holiday spirit alive.
Wow. So they it exists in a world where the people you hire to hang your Christmas lights for you are not like two guys in a truck who would do it in maybe 5 minutes and get out of there for $20 cash. It's where
exactly
a perky she woman stays would.
There. Yep. And the stars are Jill Wagner, who I'm looking at a photograph of, a very lovely young actress, and then some dude. So thank you for that. All right. Pride, Prejudice, and Mistletoe.
Oh, my God.
I kid you not.
Well, I mean,
I believe that's a series. I think that's a very popular series.
Of what? All old books that public domain works, just adding mistletoe onto them?
No, I think that Pride, Prejudice, and something.
Well, sure.
That,
Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies was a...
Yeah, but I believe that Hallmark has done it in like Pride, Prejudice, and Love.
Gingerbread, yeah. Yes. I don't know the plot of Pride and Prejudice, but I assume that it is taking it into a modern day where a perky woman who runs an antique store, even though she's 25, is finding a man out of her social status walks in one day to buy something and they end
okay up, I think you've done the inverse of it. I assume, I don't know, a career driven woman finds her life turned upside down when she is forced to return to her hometown to care for her sick mother.
I mean, so in their world it's the worst possible thing you could imagine is having to return or live in one of these small towns.
And now one of a series, and we'll whip through these quickly. We won't. Christmas in Evergreen, : Tidings of Joy.
That is, like you said, magnetic poetry.
Yes. All right.
So Evergreen's here, the town. The small town. I don't know. Are any of these about families, or are they all about career-driven women who find true love?
Pretty much that.
Okay.
I mean, that's, yes.
Well, I'm going out of women saying that one's a family one.
A writer visits a town searching for a rumored Christmas time capsule. So time capsule is a good twist.
That is a good twist. That's, I mean, it's wildly boring, but,
yeah, sure. Something that nobody ever does anymore and nobody cares about, but whatever. It's a thing. And here's the one that this was the tentpole of my idea to call you.
Okay.
And thanks for taking this call, because you could have easily said, no, going to let you do this to me. Are you ready? Are you
this
sitting
down? This is the
down?
Title that I'm not sitting down, but I'll try not to stagger backwards from the blow.
The title is, it's tough to, it's one of those like sonic in the mouth. It just doesn't feel right, but you'll get it. Here it goes. Again, take a giant sip of coffee.
Oh boy.
A Shoe Addict Christmas.
Oh my God. Wow. So, okay. All right.
So Imelda Marcos.
Yes. Or it could be a guy who sneaks into a locker room and steals them out of women's lockers. That could be it could be Hallmark going dark.
A Shoe Addict's Christmas. This is from 2018. I'll just read it. You don't need to guess. A self-professed Christmas hater.
Oh, God.
Is locked in a department store on Christmas Eve. There, she meets a woman who claims to be her guardian angel and shares with her three Christmas ghosts.
Wow. So a Christmas carol, but Scrooge is a shoe addict.
I guess. I mean, there is definitely, as you said, a very dark way that Mark could...
If she's a shoe addict, maybe that's like, maybe that's something she enjoys. Maybe that's a chance to like indulge in some weird, the shoe fantasies, being all alone with the supply, or one of those fitting machines, one of those machines they use to test your shoe size. Wow.
All right. So Christmas stuff is wrapping up. And then, like I said, I think at, when does it go? It goes to something. Yeah. You've only got a few more Christmas movies to guess.
Okay.
So we'll just rapid fire these.
Yeah.
Christmas Under the Stars.
That's an Amnesia one.
Man loses a job right before Christmas, so he takes a temporary job selling trees. While at work, he meets a woman and her son who are dealing with the sudden loss of her father.
Oh, man.
During her grief, the love grows.
Okay.
This one is unbelievable. So it's called Right Before Christmas.
God.
Hang on. WRITE before Christmas.
Oh, wow. Hey, so he's got to finish his book, so he moves to the small town, and the person who's hired to clean it ends up sparking him to not only turn the page in the book, but turn the page on the previous relationship he'd had to leave behind.
I just picked up a handkerchief and I wiped a single tear away from your description on that. A woman writes special Christmas cards to those who inspired her. Mm. So the person doing the website.
That's not a movie.
It's like you and I writing those movie descriptions that we did.
Yeah,
years
right.
Ago.
Never saw them. That's like a rest of the story. Like, and that woman who wrote the Christmas cards to people who inspired her was Jill Wagner from the Hallmark Channel.
I forgot to tell you that A Shoe Addict's Christmas was Candace Cameron Bure.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So we haven't.
You get that title and you gotta go with the big guns.
Christmas in Rome.
Okay. I mean, that could be a movie that actually came out. But is it like Rome, Texas?
Here's a softball to you. Guess the star of this, and it is not Candace Cameron Bure. And I know you know this is the only other name you know.
Oh, Danica McKellar.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. Geez, go for it.
I know.
You got it.
I know. It's.
Come on. Starts with an L.
Jodie Sweetin. Oh, L. Lori Loughlin?
Lacey Chabert.
Oh, damn it. Right. I was hung up on Full House.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
All right. So then Christmas is over at 7 p.m. for everyone. I don't know whether that's like, that's a quarantine time or something when the cops start roaming the streets and they take Christmas away from everyone. But that's when it goes to When Calls the Heart. When Hope Calls. And then a large block of... The Golden Girls. So,
oh man, when are we getting the Golden Girls reboot starring actors who would be shocked that Marissa Tomei and
they should take the all the casts of both the male and female versions of Oceans 11 through 13 and just turn them into Golden Girls. I mean, they're almost there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think...
I think the cast ages are probably very similar. The people who did the Golden Girls, they weren't that old when
they
did.
Oh yeah, I think that's always something that it's like the Wilford Brimley in The Thing, being years younger than Tom Cruise right now type of thing.
Right.
People just used to look older, as Coronet Shorts have taught us very well.
Right. All right, so I think you did pretty well. But that's a good update. So
yeah, I'll do some more research. I'm going to find more about these plots because I need to be more up on this. That was sort of an embarrassing showing for me.
No, that wasn't bad. And a listener gave us a challenge.
Okay,
I'm going to we're going to ruminate on this. But during these times, what would Andy Rooney say about it? So again, for the kids.
Okay.
So you can ruminate on that.
Yeah, I gotta
prepare
for that.
That might be a nice alternative. Yeah.
Okay. And then I'll work on an impression too, but I am promising nothing in that department.
I mean, come on, your impression, you could do it right now. You don't need an impression.
I'll watch it would be bad. It would be bad.
Yeah, don't give away. Yeah, okay. Work on it. That's true. Yeah, work on it and we'll...
Okay, that one will be fun. That'll be fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't think we need to do a five on that.
Okay. Because
Andy was,
Right, he
was
a 90-second monologue. Yeah, okay.
He was in a moose boosh for the for 60 minutes or whatever, right? Didn't he do?
Yeah, that was the final, my final thought, I believe.
Yes. Oh, okay. So he was
Why are you asking me to this?
He was an apéritif. He was not in a moose boosh. I'm sorry about that mistake. Anyway, we'll have that queued up for next time.
Yeah, and I've read the first few chapters of Digital Fortress, so that's been.
I didn't get mine yet.
Oh, I think yours shipped yesterday, so I bet it'll be there either today or tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm out in the cold. Anyway, thanks for joining me.
People. It's been a treat.
Stay well.
Thank you for bearing with us.
Yes. Watch Hallmark. We'll be back.
Bye. So long.